residents say several women have died while giving birth because there were no medical workers to attend to them. South Sudan in Focus could not independently verify the claim. Dr. Richard Kinau, who worked in a Tombra County hospital before violence forced him to flee to the state capital Yambio, says the number of maternal and infant deaths is bound to increase because all of the doctors have fled Tombra County.
If there is any case that needs surgical intervention, who will do that? Because in the operation theater, there are things that you need it. Doing surgery, or at least you need to be there like three. So those personnel, if there are two, it will be somehow difficult. You may try, but still, it will be difficult. So the doctors are not there. So the possibility of death there for patients needing surgical intervention very high.
Dr. Kinau says although medical workers would like to remain in Tombra and save lives, they are not going to put their own lives at risk. He says many health workers, including doctors, have been attacked. Veronica Moses says her sister recently died while giving birth. She said her sister was in labor for 3 days, but no trained midwife or doctor was available to attend to her needs. My sister died after being in labor for 3 days because the baby was not properly positioned. We took her to the hospital, but there were no doctors or surgical equipment in the hospital. Those unknown gunmen came and destroyed all the hospital and took away all medical equipment. The qualified doctors have gone back to their different locations. After 3 days in labor, Moses says the family took her sister to a traditional midwife, but she died shortly afterward. Grace Gabriel, who is 8 months pregnant, says she worries that when the time comes to deliver her baby, there will be no medical worker to attend to her. I am worried because they have broken all the hospitals and stolen all medicines. Even there are no doctors and midwives. The surgical kits too are not there. This is why I'm worried, because at the moment when one is giving birth at the hospital, there is even no mattress to sleep on and no plastic seats to help mothers. Tombra County Commissioner Matthew Mabenge says the best option would be to completely form a Western Equatoria State government, especially the Legislative Assembly, to end the fighting in Tombra County. Once that happens, says Mabenge, security forces can be deployed to protect health facilities, medical staff, and vulnerable mothers in Tombra.
Enough forces, then I can be able to deploy forces, clinical forces in a hospital, where so they are there to access the services to the people. Because people are interfering, only there is no proper security for them. If I have a literal forces now to deploy in those places, I think things will run okay.
The conflict in Tombra started about 4 months ago, but has escalated in the past 2 months. In August, President Salva Kiir dispatched Western Equatoria state leaders to Tombra County to try to quell the fighting to no avail. For VOA News, I am Seba Martin Mrangi in Juba.